It's Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Again, that's 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there are completely free. So enjoy those on us as we launch into hour number one of the live Saturday edition of the program. It is Ian here with you.
Buddy. And Mark.
And you can join us, once again, freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about here. To start things out, we'll go to your local government school. Because this could happen anywhere. And it has happened everywhere. But specifically, the story is coming out of Eagle Point, Oregon. A first grader was suspended this week. For what?
Okay, let me guess. Let's see. Butter knife?
No.
Toy pistol?
Getting there, but it's not actually an item.
Oh.
Well.
Drawing a pistol?
Drawing. You're getting
there. Drew a gun?
Yeah. No, well, a little more than that.
Drew a shooting.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Suspended for drawing a stick figure, shooting another stick figure in the head with a gun, which was probably also a sticky gun, and allegedly threatening students. Little B-U-T-T-E, that's Butte.
Yeah.
Little Butte school officials sent 6-year-old Ryan Weathers home after receiving complaints from parents saying he threatened their children, said the boy's father, Douglas Weathers. Douglas said he's not a violent kid. He didn't mean any harm. School district officials declined to comment. State law bars them from discussing disciplinary actions against specific students. Well, then I would have asked them to discuss the theoretical suspension of a theoretical student that drew a gun and drew someone getting shot by it.
I would agree with
they
you.
Never talk about
the drawing of a gun. The drawing of a kid, you know, doing a stick figure shooting is, suspension for that. And it has happened simply for that in the past.
It has.
In this case, however, I'm a little concerned about little Johnny here threatening other students.
Yeah, that's certainly a concern. I'm not sure who heard what with that particular allegation.
We are allowing that first graders are saying
sure.
That he threatened them.
Right. It could very well be these two little girls were claiming that. The school district, again, they're not commenting, so they could tell us more if they had more to tell and wanted to do so, but they don't for whatever reason. The disciplinary report given to the boy's father stated the reason for the suspension was because he threatened to shoot two girls in the head. The drawing was apparently inspired by an episode of The Simpsons, said the boy's father. In the television cartoon, a character displays a drawing of a student being shot by a gun. I would say that's a stretch. Just because I remember how I was when I was this guy's age, I was constantly drawing, you know, tanks and guns and explosions and that sort of thing on the margins of my papers. And they didn't have The Simpsons back then, and I wasn't really watching war movies a whole lot, necessarily, so I'm not really sure where I got that from. I don't think I was watching R-rated movies by the time I was in first grade.
Oh, I know I wasn't.
I started watching them certainly before elementary school was over, but certainly not by that time. Dad says he understands the concerns the other parents may have, but felt the school went too far in suspending his son for a day. He says, you can't blame the parents. I told the principal I agreed that he shouldn't have done the drawing, but suspending him seems like a policy with no intelligence behind it. Well, welcome to the government school system. The fact is, the zero tolerance thing is a system designed to have no intelligence. There's no thought involved. And the school is claiming that they suspended him over the alleged threat, but again, they won't go into details about it. So, And as you pointed out, Mark, we have seen story after story where kids will get suspended simply for drawing a similar photo or writing a fictional story, perhaps, about some violence and that sort of thing. And the fact is that zero tolerance is the policy, and what that means is we don't have to think. If there's a picture of a gun, if there's a knife in the boy's lunch box, then suspension. Immediate. No you know, there's no taking into factor the other things that were going on at the time, maybe the attitude of the youthful offender. Nothing else is factored in. It's just, oh, gun, drugs, oh, suspension. There's no thinking here. He says they didn't seem to care that he's only in the first grade. Tina Mondale, the district school improvement director, said the issues between the school and the parents involved. She says, we can't give these details out. We deal with every discipline issue on a case-by-case basis. Our main concern is the safety of all the children in our schools. Weathers plans to hold Ryan out of school till early next week and wants a chance to talk to school officials before letting his son attend class. He says, I don't like him being out of school. I'm not sure how this is going to affect how my kid is perceived. They might view him as a violent kid or a terrorist or whatever. And we certainly know that that young children in government schools and in private schools, I mean, just young kids in general, are just mean to each other. They're just mean and nasty. It usually gets worse in high school and middle school, but they can be that way in, you know, in elementary school. And of course, it's been a long time since I've been in elementary school, so who knows how bad it's gotten to at this point. The biggest issue Weathers had with the incident was that his son tried to blame the drawing on another kid. He said, lying is a big problem for me. No matter what happens, I tell him to tell the truth. I told him he was wrong for trying to lie. Weathers says he owns a handgun, but he keeps it in a safe storage facility. Says my son's never even seen my .357. Says he's looking forward to discussing the matter with his teacher. Up until then, the boy's future at the school is up in the air.
Hmm.
So, kind of an interesting story. I don't know if I believe the threat about shooting the girls in the head, but nonetheless, that seems like an aside to me.
I can definitely see a young boy saying, I'm going to shoot you in the head. I can see that. But I don't think that that is anything like suspension or expulsion, which they were suggesting up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's too much. I think drawing a picture that, you know, a stick figure shooting each other? No, sorry. I spent a great deal of my youth drawing pictures of guns shooting things, whether those guns were on airplanes or tanks or... I drew guns on dinosaurs, for God's sake. I'd put a gun on anything.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what little boys do. They love implements of death. And... you know, sorry, if you give them some Barbie dolls to play with, they'll grab them by the heads and fence with them like sabers.
Yeah, I don't know what the, again, since the school refuses to comment on the situation, I'd like to know maybe a little bit more about what surrounded this, you know, how, when he got in trouble for this violation, how obvious was it to the rest of the class? You know, did the teacher make a big deal out of it, or did she quietly send him to the office? Because, as his father suggests, he's concerned that his son is going to be treated as, you know, a potential terrorist
mm-hmm.
when he comes back in. And I can totally envision his classmates saying, you know, derogatory things towards him in that manner, and, which, of course, could actually cause him to draw more violent pictures and say more violent things. And I
could very well.
I just feel like maybe if this had been handled a little differently, instead of a suspension, which is going to draw everyone's attention to the issue, whereas if he had just turned in this, or if he'd been caught drawing this picture and there was an issue with that, or he needed to be talked to, or somehow, some way disciplined, I think it could have been done in a way that might have involved less attention being drawn to him and his infraction. You know, if you just take him out of the class and have a discussion with him, maybe take away his recess privilege for a day or something like that, where he's not actually out of class for an entire day and kids are going to start talking about, you know, why is little Johnny not in class today? That sort of thing. Because I don't think that you want, I don't think you want the first grade rumor mill cranking out stuff on this issue.
No, I think that I would have to absolutely agree.
So, I don't know, if you want to chime in here as perhaps a parent or somebody who you have a story. Maybe you were in school and you got into some trouble. I can give you an example, Mark. When mm-hmm. I was in fourth grade, there was a writing assignment, a fictional story. You had to write a little fiction book thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I liberally lifted plots and characters from, you know, movies like... Predator and things like that, some of my favorite movies at the time, and sort of combined them all together into a book. That wasn't what the issue was that the teacher had.
In and of itself is some level of creativity.
what, plagiarism?
Yeah. I mean, we, you know, believe, don't believe for a second that that books aren't essentially a compilation of you know, stories that are out there already.
Absolutely. Well, anyway, the teacher took me aside. I got a B-minus on the book, but she had a talking to me about all the violence in the book. She wanted to make sure I was okay and that, you know, I didn't have any problems or whatever. But that's where it ended. There was no punishment. There was no going to the office. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le frit."
Millions of people everywhere.
Live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 1-800-259-9231.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free. So enjoy those, including the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts. In fact, you were posting on there a few moments ago, Mark.
I was defending myself from rabid posters.
Indeed. And there's a lot of fun stuff and serious issues to be found there. Just go to bbs.freetalklive.com to get interactive. It's free, of course. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Also, Free Talk Live listeners, the moment you've been waiting for is now. I've been mentioning, you know, we've mentioned the Liberty Forum a few times up until this point, but we haven't really gone into high gear to help promote the event yet. That's because we were waiting for a little bit of promotional material, and here it is. Exclusive for Free Talk Live listeners, and this weekend only, get 25% off registration, meals, t-shirts, and anything else you buy when you sign up for the Free State Project's New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Space is filling up fast, so register now. Use code 2008FTL, all together, 2008FTL, to get your 25% off. That's a pretty sweet deal. Last year's percentage off was only like 10 or 15%. This year it's 25% off, but only if you register this week or this weekend at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. It's going to be a great event. I'm really looking forward to being there.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be there and so many other libertarian, liberty-oriented luminaries, including our buddy Jim Babka. Bernard von Notthaus is going to be there. Gardner Goldsmith, our very own sometimes co-host on the show. Let's see, Bob Schultz from We the People, Carla Howell, Barry Cooper, who we've also had on the program, mm-hmm. and have never had a chance to meet in person, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Senator Sununu.
yeah, I'm not sure why that he's going to be there.
Senator Sununu, confusing, very libertarian in the Senate. He's been rated by the Republican Liberty Caucus rather high, and if you're going to court politicians...
Yeah, he voted for the Patriot Act.
Yes, I understand he did.
So I think they're going to have. I don't really even want to go there. 800-259. I would have mentioned him in the first place. But if politicians excite you, Senator Sununu will be there too. All right, 800-259-9231. Let's go into the phone calls here, and then we'll give you an even more disturbing gun-related story. We started with the young man, first grader, getting in trouble, getting suspended for drawing a picture of someone being shot with a gun. Well, then we'll tell you what's going on in Boston. And if you know Massachusetts, you know it's not good in regards to guns. But first, let's talk to Adam in Seattle. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
For those of you who have not been paying attention, in the last 24 hours on eBay, 1 ounce silver Ron Paul Liberty dollars have been going for $250, $350, even as high as $550. Federal Reserve dollars.
Wow. I heard that actually the 550 number was more like a buy it now situation, right?
No, that was an auction.
It was an auction. Okay.
The buy it now prices seem to be around 250.
Now, okay, what you're referring to is earlier this week, the Liberty Dollar, one of our sponsors on the show and just a great overall organization that produces real value-backed currency. It's an alternative private currency that aims to compete with the completely unbacked Federal Reserve notes that you probably have sitting in your wallet right now. So real silver, and it comes in two forms. There's the specie form, the piece, an actual piece of silver, 1 ounce piece, and then there's the paper forms. Well, their home office got raided, and the federal government took everything. They took all the metal that was backing the paper currency. They took all of the species that they had there, the actual silver pieces, and the copper, and the platinum, and the gold. Everything they had, they just took from them. And it was a pretty outrageous situation. We talked about it quite a bit. If you missed it, you can grab the archive from earlier this week at freetalklive.com. But you're saying that basically this is now, it's not necessarily contraband, because if it were contraband, then eBay would probably be taking those auctions down. But it's a prohibited item by virtue of the fact the federal government has confiscated most of them that were at the home office. So now you're saying the value has gone up dramatically. I mean, this is just an ounce of silver that's selling for $200.
Right? Yeah, and I stand corrected. It was a buy it now situation for the high price.
Okay. Now, you say these are the Ron Paul dollars. Do you know if just regular silver liberties, the Liberty Dollars normal product, are those going for anything extra at all?
I haven't checked that. I assume they're not probably not going for as high as
not nearly as high, but they are going for more, like $50 and stuff like that. That's
interesting. Very good. Anything else you wanted to share tonight?
I just imagine if you were the bureaucrat guarding the evidence room, the temptation for a few of those to go missing.
Oh man. And it really, I mean, how is that's a great point, Adam, because we've certainly talked about plenty of cop corruption over time. Usually it involves drug seizures and cash seizures from drug dealers.
But that evidence room is just a vault full of great things.
And a seizure. And a seizure is a seizure. And the way it works is they seize drugs or cash, or in this case, gold and silver, and then they have to write up a form, right? They're government, so they have their paperwork they have to fill out. And the paperwork says, okay, well, here's what we seized, here's how much of what we seized, and then I sign my name down at the bottom. Well, all you have to do is just siphon some off the top before you fill out the form. I mean, Bernard von Nunhaus may have an inventory of what he had in his store, but that's just his claim versus their claim, and they're the government. So it's not like, I mean, if some of the stuff disappears, it's not really anything Bernard von Nunhaus can do about that, mm-hmm. the man behind the Liberty dollar. So, yeah.
They made a point to take all the records, too.
That's right. They got their computer files, too. So, I mean, who knows what kind of damage they're going to do. We've read stories also where the government will take people's computers, and then they'll return the computer eventually if a court case is won, but the hard drive's been trashed. You know? So it's just, you can't expect anything to come back in its original form. It's absolutely outrageous. And that's a great point, Adam. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So
you just go to eBay and look up Ron Paul dollar?
I guess, yeah. Ron Paul Silver Liberty, Ron Paul Liberty dollar, something like
that. I don't know
why
you look for silver, because I've got gold and platinum. And
yeah, Ron Paul, maybe just Ron Paul Liberty dollar. That might find it. So it would be pretty easy for these federal government goons to take a few of these and go and sell them on eBay. Hopefully they're not listening and won't get any wise ideas.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. It was an outrageous situation. It continues to be. And we might tell you a little bit more about how you can help out later tonight. Let's go to the phones in the meantime. Talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there.
Yeah, hi, hon. To remind people to call their state attorneys also. Because that's what the rep said for us to do.
Regarding the Liberty Dollar situation?
Yeah. If they send
money
in to buy
it. Now, what is the state attorney going to do about this?
Because this is illegal is what's happened.
Well, it's the federal government that did it, though, Paula. So how is the state attorney going to do anything?
It was probably, and a judge is probably going to end up coming down because of this. But the thing is that they said, make sure you call your state attorney.
Okay.
But anyway, I want to ask you, too. There is a website for executive orders. And there is an executive order that the president made about taking all the dangerous stuff out of our food and sending inspectors over to other countries to make sure it doesn't come back over to here. And so there's supposed to be an executive order, and we need to have somebody find this and get it up on the web.
And why is that?
Because people need to make sure that he's done this, because he came on TV himself and said this was going to happen.
Paula, you really think the president's going to keep you safe from food poisoning?
Well, get him in trouble because
Please.
He said it on national TV, on C-SPAN.
Yeah, he's the president.
The
he won't get in trouble. They don't do that to presidents anymore. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. It's not the government that keeps you safe from bad food. It's the marketplace. And we can come back with more. It's Free Talk.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715, and ask for Packet B.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091, or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is there. The dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photos to prove they listen to the show, head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. And I've got to remember, somebody sent me an email. I don't know why I never even thought about this before. We need to invite Paula to send a picture in for the shrine.
We should.
Of course, she doesn't have internet, so she'd actually have to give us a photograph, and we'd have to scan it in, but I'd do it.
Yeah.
I'd do it if she sent one in.
Be worth doing.
All right, so go to shrine.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents, like your will or a living trust, in minutes. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. LegalZoom.com.
1-800-259-9231. Let's continue with the phone calls. Talk to Bill in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Bill.
Hi. I'll probably be the only one calling in from my town because we just got you for 30 minutes, and then they switched over to the basketball.
Dreaded sports.
I know, and I have no computer, so I'm not going to be able to hear the rest of your show.
Oh, well.
I wanted to mention quickly about if I could get two things, you know, discussed.
Certainly. Certainly.
One is about the gold, and I tell you, I mean, I sympathize with you guys, and I understand everything about the Federal Reserve notes, but I tell you, I really, I think the people are foolish buying this gold and silver stuff because, you know, what do they take at the grocery store? I want you to take a gold coin to the grocery store and try to buy some groceries. They'll laugh at you.
Well, okay. I see your point, and you're correct. Right now, it's not really practical to go and try to purchase a basket full of groceries with gold or silver. But I can tell you that if you've got some silver coins in your, you know, safe or your safe deposit box or something like that, and if indeed, or when rather, the dollar does finally plunge down even further, possibly close to zero, if hyperinflation ever sets in, you're going to be damn happy you've got some, that you're sitting on some silver and gold, because at that point, people are going to be looking for something else besides the Federal Reserve note to transact business with.
Under that scenario, you'd be completely correct, but it can go the other way. Remember, when gold and silver goes down, they stay down for a long time.
They did certainly when they went down in the 80s. That's absolutely true.
Yes, but gold and silver always, you know, pretty much will always have value, at least until they're not useful in society and in an industry anymore. So even if they go down in value, that's not necessarily a terrible thing. You're still holding value at to some level, whereas with the dollar, it continues to drop in value. The dollar hasn't ever gone up in value. Since 1913, the dollar has lost over 96% of its original value. So the dollars you've got today are worth 4 cents compared to the dollars, the same dollars 100 years ago.
That I agree with. And the other part, I just say at some point, you know, if you're sitting on your gold and silver, at some point you have to convert it to then buy food, because they do not accept the gold and silver at the store. That's all I'm saying.
Sure, and sometimes the conversion can go differently. It's not necessarily a company that you would send it into and get spot price or whatever. I mean, I've taken these Liberty dollars and traded them with individuals for... They wanted to buy them from me at face value, which is a little more than spot rate. So.
Well, now there's a difference between the Liberty dollar alternative private currency, which we talked about earlier, and just gold bullion or some other gold numismatic, some coin of some sort. The difference is the Liberty dollar is intended to circulate.
Mm-hmm.
So when you've got a silver Liberty, which is a very beautiful 1 ounce silver piece. It's got, you know, the Statue of Liberty's head on it. It's got a dollar amount, a $20 amount minted right there on it. It is intended for you to hand that to somebody for the purpose of purchasing things. Now, no one is required to take it from you. The only things people are required to take is Federal Reserve notes, and that's because it's legal tender, which means the federal government has passed a law saying you must take these if someone offers them to you for payment. But if the person on the other end, or the store owner or the clerk or whoever, decides they would like to take a payment in silver, then they certainly are free to do so. And that's why the Liberty dollar is such a brilliant product, because you can literally go out and buy things with silver at many locations. Many businesses are well aware of the Liberty dollar and are happy to accept the Liberty dollar. And the other part is that you can go and just try it out and see what happens. So it's not necessarily that you can't do it. It's a lot easier with a Liberty dollar than it would be a hunk of gold, for instance. Does that make sense?
Well, how much the Liberty dollar, what is it made out of?
Gold and silver.
And silver, my friend.
And platinum and copper.
Okay, well, I don't see if it's a dollar and you're putting a $20 stamp on it, then it's got to have some amount of precious metal.
Yes, right. It's an ounce of silver.
I've used a silver Liberty $10 to buy gasoline, to buy office supplies, to buy all kinds of things.
I bought ice cream. I bought office supplies as well.
I hand my business card to the person and say, if you have any trouble using this, putting this in the bank or anything like that, likely your bank won't take it. If you have any trouble, you can call me. I'll come and I'll trade you Federal Reserve notes for it. But the person, likely what happens is the person says, wow, this is real silver. I'm taking this home and I'm putting it in a safe.
Yeah, it's just, they just call it the Liberty dollar. It's worth more than just $1. That's just the name of the product.
Okay. The last thing I want to say is follow up with what I said we talked about last week. I just thought of another thing. Remember, I'm the guy with the grocery store problem, you know?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Okay, I always feel like I'm getting ripped off at the store. That's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I had a problem a couple years ago with my bank, and my statement is, first, my statement is, you always guys say, you know, there's competition out there. Go to somebody else, and you're probably going to say, well, stop your checking account and use money orders. But I had a problem with my bank, and they no longer return my canceled checks. And I like to keep a stack of my checks. I've had, you know, for the last 20 years, all my checks.
Mm-hmm. You mean the ones that you've given to someone and that's cleared through the system?
Yes. And at, okay. at the end of each month, they send me a statement and maybe 6 to 10 checks that I've written that month mm-hmm. back in the envelope, and they no longer do that. They say, oh, well, from time to time, if you need a copy, we'll give you an image or a carbon copy or something.
That's what my bank does. They give you basically a Xerox of all your checks.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, what I would do is find a bank that does that. And still sends the checks back. And the fact is, no, they all go to this system now.
Right.
So I am out of luck. Now, the only other alternative would be then to give up a checking account mm-hmm. and go to money orders or, you know, some other way.
Now, you like that feature because why exactly?
It's so much easier for me to keep track of my records just to have, I have a stack of checks now, probably about 3.5 or 4 inches high, and that's not any big trouble for me to keep it in a cardboard box. And I can go back and I can tell you exactly, you know, who I've written a check to and what amount and what day. It's so much easier just to thumb through that than to keep records any other way.
What about the checks that have the two copies? Have you tried that?
No, I don't like that.
Okay. Well, I think you're out of luck is what I'd say.
No, I'm out of luck, yeah.
No, I mean, I have gone to the system where I'm like, you know, I just hate these banks and their fees, and really what the problem is I can't keep a checking account, keep a balance in a checking account. But I've gone to the money order only system, and man, it is inconvenient.
No, here's my question, though. First a point and then a question. The point is that the marketplace may not be perfect, but it sure as hell is a lot better than the government offering all these products and services. Then you only really have one choice, and that's what the government offers. But certainly the marketplace will do its best for the most people. But if most people aren't demanding, or even if a significant niche of people aren't demanding that service, then you are going to be SOL. But my question is, from a regulatory perspective, I know that the banks are highly regulated organizations. And I'm just speculating here that, do you think there's a chance that government regulations now prohibit banks from sending back checks?
Oh, I don't know about the internal workings of the bank, but that'd be a good question for me to ask my, branch manager, probably.
Right. I suspect otherwise. I suspect that the banks say, you know what, we can just give them images. It's a heck of a lot easier just put them on the computer than to send these things.
I think you're probably right, Mark, but it's interesting that you've yet to be able to find a bank that's willing to do that level of service for you. So give it, go to the bank and talk to the manager and ask them why. You know, why can't you offer this to me? There must be a reason.
Thank you so much for taking the time with me.
Thank you, Bill. Great call as always. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. That is the idea here, why we call the show Free Talk Live. Still to come, Boston, house-to-house firearm searches? It's happening.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I
and look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Help! I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen, and I Can't Get Up, protects 100,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom, and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a retirement home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now. 1-800-356-5111. 1-800-356-5111. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure. 1-800-356-5111. 1-800-356-5111.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there for free, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, we've got them all archived right there on the front page of the website. An entire year's worth of the show, front page. Download them for free at freetalklive.com. And American Consumer News is an online magazine which will help provide you a steady stream of money-saving tips to help you get closer to financial freedom. The magazine discusses topics such as investing, real estate, frugality, debt reduction, and more. That's AmericanConsumerNews.com. Let's go right into the phone calls. Talk to Bill in Oklahoma. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, two things. First, I wanted to respond to Bill from, I guess, Indianapolis.
Yes.
As to why they're not giving out the duplicate checks anymore, and it has to do with identity theft. The criminals have figured out, or I should say the backyard chemists have figured out how to wash the checks completely so that it looks like a totally blank check. When they get done washing, using the solutions to avoid the ink off of the checks, so they can go back and rewrite the checks over again. And of course, the banks, they don't hire the most brilliant individuals, so they'll blindly just cash the check again and cause problems for the person who actually owns the account.
Yeah, so that's and the bank. That makes sense. So, therefore, if they don't send the customer their checks back, that's less checks going through the mail for some unscrupulous mail carrier to open up and swipe.
Or anybody who got it. I mean, people go to your mailbox and swipe things out of it.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. And that's why they've all pretty much gone to the Xerox copy checks.
So it's actually for your protection is the reason why they do that.
Yeah, that's what they say, yeah.
That makes sense.
The second thing I wanted to bring up, I didn't know if you guys had gotten my email or not over the humorous Army partnership with a local, I guess they would call it a concert venue, here in Oklahoma City. Well, I'm from somewhere else, but in Oklahoma City, we have this big thing called the Ford Center, and all the big acts come in and they play when they're in town and whatnot.
Sure.
But they recently have gone into partnership with the recruiting office of the United States Army.
Okay.
Now, if you want to go and get tickets to your favorite event, that's fine. Now you also have the ability to, oh, I don't know, give Uncle Sam the next 4 to 8 years of your life while you're at it. You can stop by, get your tickets, and sign up to be part of the Uncle Sam's Army all in one convenient location.
Convenient. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, and they said this is just a pilot program, but if it's successful, they might outsource it to other venues, to a venue near you.
How are they? I wonder how that actually operates. I mean, is the clerk...
They have a, I've seen it in action, and what happens is when you go into the Ford Center, there's two booths. There's a counter for your rightful purchase of your event, whichever you want to go see. And right next to it is the recruitment guys standing behind the glass, just like if it was just like an ordinary ticket booth. They are there to facilitate any questions you might have, give you some pamphlets, and encourage you to sign up and do the patriotic thing by serving in Iraq.
So you've actually been there and seen this in person, or did you see a news report on it?
No, I recently had to go make a purchase for some tickets to an upcoming concert, and I actually got to see a couple people standing in line. At the Army recruiting, of course, they couldn't be any more than 17 or 18 years old, but... Yeah, there was a couple people standing in line waiting to talk to the recruitment person while I was tending to my business at the other end of the building.
So the recruiters are behind a window. They're not, like, standing out, basically...
No, it's a ticket booth. They've given them their own booth.
I see.
Own ticket booth. Just like you would walk up and, you know, slide your money underneath the window area to... They'll do the same with you when they slip their little pamphlet to
you. I wonder if they mentioned that, you know, AWOL rates are the highest they've been since 1980.
They're just saying that they're in desperate need of patriotic individuals who are eager to serve their country.
So they aren't allowed to leave their little booth and work the crowd or anything like that? They have to stay there?
I haven't seen them work the crowd. Of course not. I haven't seen them in action when, like, a big venue, big event occurred.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like the day of a show. I've never seen anything like that, so I don't know. I just know that during normal business hours, when the only thing that's really happening is people purchasing tickets for an upcoming event, that's what they're doing.
It's not as objectionable. I mean, from your description, it's not as objectionable as it could be. For instance, if they were able to, you know, shout out to the people waiting in line to actually go out and work the crowd.
They try to coax you over when you walk in the door, because when you walk in the door, the first thing you're going to see is their shiny little face.
Oh, really?
And then, you know, they're like, hey, you know, they'll hold up the little pamphlet and whatever, and you just have to, like, shake your head no and do your own thing.
I would think that the anti-war groups would be interested in a boycott of this particular stadium and whatever shows are coming to it. For instance, I mean, if they were to book a show that might actually attract a, you know, more liberal or anti-war audience, that you know, that might have a negative turnout as a result of this military presence at this private venue. I would try to organize something if I were.
Likely, it's not entirely private either. A lot of these auditoriums get,
This one is particularly funded by Ford Motor Company. You know, that's their chief advertiser, hence the name of the stadium.
Right, but still, those things are often built, that, you know, not before they're sponsored or anything, but often built by taxpayer funded. Yeah. I'm not saying that that one is. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it was partially subsidized by taxpaying dollars, but that happens with all major stadiums. But you're not going to find too many people out here. Even the libertarians, for the most part, they have strong values, or that's instilled by their parents, that you still have to be patriotic in time of of great peril. And,
so not by chance.
I think patriotic's great and everything. I just think that the army is essentially run by a bunch of politicians who have an agenda beyond what the American people's agenda is.
Bill, thanks for the call and the alert. We appreciate the news.
Maybe not the American people's agenda, but maybe the American people's best interest.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Bring up whatever's on your mind. So basically, Bill's saying that there's not really enough interest for a possible boycott there. So, I don't know. If it works, then that means they'll be trying this at other stadiums.
They will.
And really, what's their budget? What's their budget for recruiting these people?
Whatever it takes.
Apparently so. I mean, this is, it sounds, they just keep getting more and more desperate. There's news story after news story about how the Army, for instance. Now, the Air Force, the Navy, they're not having as much trouble. The Marines, they're not having as much trouble.
Not a lot of sailors getting blown up in Iraq, I'll tell you that.
Right. And, the guys flying the jets, they're relatively safe.
The Marines are doing pretty well, too, and certainly they're taking their casualties, but the Marines are a pretty elite corps, you know, and
right.
People that join that, you know, they're hoo-ha.
So the military, the Army specifically, has been lowering the requirements in order to keep...
They're taking ex-cons and dum-dums and...
Right. They lower the bar, and they even though they're lowering the bar, they still aren't making their recruiting goals. So that's why they keep lowering the bars, because they just can't quite make it happen. Offering more money at the same time, offering more perks and benefits, that sort of thing. Still having a tough time getting people in. I wonder why.
Well, if they offer enough money, they won't have any problems. But
you're right. But still, there are going to be some people that are just going to turn up their nose at a even very, very generous offer, simply because it ain't worth it if you're going to get killed.
Right.
Right? So I think that's the number one reason why they're having trouble, not because the money's not necessarily that great, but simply because why would you want to get killed or even risk getting killed?
All for a war that really doesn't have anything to do with protecting America.
Yeah. 1-800.
It's not a war, it's an occupation.
800-259-9231. Coming up here, gun rights and property rights, all going to be tied in together. Now, it hasn't yet gotten to the point of total tyranny as far as house-to-house searches for guns is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
It has happened before in Louisiana after Hurricane Katrina. Cops and National Guard members were sent house-to-house to demand people turn over their firearms.
Right.
Most people complied. That's pretty scary on its own. There were a handful of people that refused to comply, and they were allowed to, as from what I can understand from the videos and the news reports we saw,
they didn't shoot them.
They were allowed to continue staying in their house.
Yeah, whatever.
But it's pretty...
Go on to the next house where we can get some more guns.
You know, it was 2 years ago now, and it was pretty disturbing at the time.
I wonder if those people got their guns back.
No one knows. Nobody knows,
please.
So that was a disturbing enough story, and it was sort of a harbinger of things to come, right? This is how it could be in America. If they've done it once, they're going to try it again, right? Going house to house? Well, now they're going to try it again in Boston. Except the circumstances are a little bit different this time. No hurricane. So why are they doing this? More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
America.